Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Tuesday edition of the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK, and Sean Carey. Steve, in a second, will be checking in from the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. If you have not subscribed to our Steve Jones Show podcast, please do. We push the shows right to your phone and tablet. Usually by 6 o'clock each Monday through Friday night, so you can listen to them anytime, anywhere. And you can subscribe on both the Apple Podcast app, iTunes, Google Play, and three months of shows we've got them archived at stevejonesshow.com.
In fact, if you're with like the FBI, for example, and you're trying to get information, and you may want to play these back, they'll talk within 5 minutes.
Right. And for some reason, as soon as you said that, the first person I thought of was Dana O'Neill. You know, when we had her on earlier this year to talk about the mess that's been going on in Louisville, and of course that's now the top of our sports headlines this afternoon.
Right.
In case they need the info from Dana, in case the message didn't resonate
the
first time around.
It's all good. Nothing to see here. But in other words, like you're the FBI, or like say, for example, you're the CIA, and you've captured terrorists, and you want them to talk. If you play this show back on the podcast anytime in the last 3 months, they'll be yakking their brains off, just begging for you to turn the tape off.
Like Kevin Bacon's character in National Lampoon's Animal House with the parade riot. Remain calm.
All is well. Getting trampled. Yeah. Same thing. Oh, my goodness. Option two was a Shikellamy basketball game. No, it's not.
They will be at Mifflinburg Friday night. We will have that for you here with Kevin and the Chief on WKOK.
So how did Matt and Kevin do on the TV broadcast the other night?
Well, they exchanged pleasantries on social media, had a blast working with each other on the broadcast. I did not get a chance to see them, but...
Oh, no wonder you seem okay. Sure, Matt's doing fine.
Yes. Yeah.
Great job, Matty. All right. So at Mifflinburg, Friday night.
Let the postseason begin.
Wow. Yeah, let the postseason begin indeed. I mean, the suit counts down to the postseason. He's already thinking about that postseason check after game three.
It's all cheddar. Bonus cheddar.
Nothing like bonus cheddar. Nothing like bonus cheddar. By the way, good to have you back. I hope all is well.
Yes, all is well. Thank you.
I'm well.
I'm well as well.
I'm well. Nothing like working with the suit.
Better halves on a liquid diet now for the next 2 days, so I think probably... If I should play my cards right tonight, I should probably dine out tonight.
Liquid diet.
Yeah, she's
so
on
the so that little bottle I got you guys for Christmas is going to pay off, huh?
As we finally get to uncork it.
Here we go.
Saving it for a special occasion.
Did you guys use the gift certificate I gave you?
Still have it.
Ooh, when she's off the liquid diet, you got to do it.
Yes.
Yep. Come on.
Absolutely. I want to wait till she's back to pure 100% and then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We had discussed that.
But I mean, a pure liquid diet, my goodness, this is where Brewer's Outlet comes in. She's at home right now. She says, you know what, Steve? I love you, but this is not funny.
Oh, she's actually working today, too.
Deb, I love you, okay?
Yeah, yes.
We're just having fun at your absolute expense here.
She knows the deal.
I know she knows the deal.
I know that.
I know. She knows, I think, the world over.
Yes.
So, oh, my goodness. But, yeah. So, the NCAA went after Louisville today. They stripped them of their 2013 national championship. Now, you know what that means. That means now they have to find a storage spot at the school for the banner. That's it.
Lock her up, hide the key.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
It didn't take long for the interim president to speak up and say, "How dare you? We've got a strong case.
Well, you know what? Here's the only part of all this that I don't like. All right? Okay, this involved Andre McGee and from 2011 to 14 or something like that, and, of course, strippers and so forth, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Name the one person in the investigation they never interviewed.
I will guess.
Andre McGee.
Okay.
He's the only person in the investigation they never interviewed. Now, maybe it was because Andre McGee's attorney said no. I don't know. But at the very least, don't you at least go in and ask that person questions? Now, you may walk out of there and go, are you kidding me? Really? Come on, cut me a break. Or you may walk out and say, well, the rides are open at Fantasyland on that one. Or you may walk out and say, we need to talk to some people again here. That was a little bit different than we thought it was going to be. But they never interviewed him. That's the only part of this that I sit back and say, that's a bit squirrely. Now, again, they may have offered or asked to interview him, and they may have been told they couldn't. I don't know. You know, the attorneys may have said no. I don't know. That could very well be the case. But man, I mean, you're trying to do an investigation, for goodness sakes. And you don't talk to the central figure? No, we don't want to do that. That's not fun. So, yeah. That's so that they have been stripped of 123 wins, a national championship. And the Louisville saga is, at least for the moment, over until the FBI says something. Then we'll find out what they say. But you may have to find out what they say through pretrial motions.
I think I'd also read, too, that they're going to have to turn in revenue that they received not only from that season when they were in
right.
the championship, but up to four seasons. I didn't catch the dollar amount, but between
$15 million.
2012.
$15 million.
2012 to 2015.
Yeah. Look, you got to hit them in the wallet. It's the only way people are going to respond when they're hitting the wallet. It's the only way you can do it. So,
it just makes you wonder what Louisville will have to do as a whole to maybe you know, who knows when down the road, 1 year, would it take 3 years, 4 years, that would the NCAA give them their wins and their championship back? And what would they have to do to get them back?
They're not going to get it back. They appealed. I mean, this was the appeal being denied today. So they're not going to get them back.
So not even a second chance.
Nope. That's now gone. And so that is off the table now. I mean, the 123 wins are now gone, and the national championship is gone. It'll be listed in the NCAA record book as vacated. Over the years, you'll notice vacated's done very well. Vacated has made several Final Fours. Yet there's nobody that forgets those seasons, are there? I mean, we all watch the games. We know who won. But the NCAA is, they rejected the appeals, what they did. Oh, well. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. I think it's going to be a fun baseball season. I do. They were, Lance McCullers Jr. was ripping into ESPN about their thoughts on pace of play, because they kept showing the World Series when they were doing it. And he says, look, this is the biggest game of the year. It's game seven. He says, what do you want us to do here? Which he does make a point about. I mean, that's a fair point by Lance McCullers Jr., because it's the biggest game of the year. And the Joe Buck tweeted out, and I agree with one and not so much with the other one. Not that he made the point, I get it. But the one I agree with was that they're doing a lot of this, and it's, you know, we'll shave a few minutes off here and there. The part I didn't agree with completely dealt with shaving off the time and getting right back into the game. I don't know if I have that here or not. And it's about re-entry videos. Now, TV now uses this to kind of give the game more drama. Well, you know what? Let's get something straight here. And again, I understand what Joe's point is, Joe Buck I'm talking about, who I have great respect for. But TV's taking too many liberties. Too many liberties. A mid-game video to music. Start the game. The game started. I want to watch the game. If you want to, you know, at halftime of a game, if you want to take your last 30 seconds of your halftime and do it, great. But how many times are you sitting down in a stadium or sitting in an arena and they have a guy up there, hold on, and like everybody's ready. Hold on. Why? Because they're playing this stupid music video. Well, the people in the arena, 100,000 people at a stadium, 15,000 in arena, can't see the video. But you're inconveniencing the paying public because you're trying to win an Emmy Award. If you're with CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, you have general programming, comedies, shows like SVU, news, sports, other forms of entertainment, dramas, all right? So you've got a wide audience to begin with. So I understand that part. What gets me are the sports networks. Who's tuning into a sports network? Sports fans. Okay? I don't need the music video. Get back to the game. We get back to the game. If you want to put the music video on your time, do it on your time. Cut out that promo about Selection Sunday. Cut the promo off for Selection Sunday and put your music video there. Don't inconvenience everybody while we wait for you to play your video. Who cares? I don't care. I don't care when I watch it. Now, you may like it. I know the suit loves it. He loves the production stuff. That's why the suit throws so much effort into his intro. He's influenced by the TV world, and intros are different than in the middle of the game. Once the game started. I don't need a music video in the fifth inning to tell me how great the first five innings were. This is wasting time. You can't keep taking every sporting event and you can't keep turning it into a TV show. It's on TV. But you can't keep doing that.
Yeah, come to think of it, when I watch Fox, I've noticed on their basketball coverage, when they're going back in to the game following a timeout, you'll see like a little replay of like a slow motion of the crowd cheering, something you normally would see maybe going into commercials. I see more and more stuff like that from Fox going back into the game and not just going... Whereas watching ESPN, sometimes they just go right back into the game with the score on the screen, and you see the live shot from a huddle or from the crowd.
Oh, ESPN's been mumbo-jumboing games now for a while. That Purdue-Michigan State game they did a week ago Saturday, I'm sorry, but if they're high-fiving each other in the truck, they wrecked that game. They wrecked it. I mean, all of us sat down at dinner last night, and I didn't even bring it up. I did not bring it up. Somebody else at dinner said, was that the worst game broadcast you've ever seen? We're all like, yes. I mean, everybody was like, it's almost like a relief. Everybody's like, really? Okay. I wasn't the only one that felt that way. I mean, that was an example that you show to a broadcasting class of what not to do at a game. Yeah, I'm not really interested in producers and directors winning Emmy Awards. That's just pats on the back.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hubble's Wharf. So you're saying that we can take Mark Lawrence anywhere in the world?
That's kind of what he's saying, yeah. Same with this show.
Don't frighten the passengers, all right? Just land the plane.
Worldwide, man.
Don't scare people.
No.
All right. Is it true even the suit stopped watching the Olympics?
I'll tell you, I got a text from him on Sunday morning when the live, when the two-man bobsled was decided. He was like literally like breaking off like a rhyme on a on his text. How did he phrase it here? Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, get on up, it's bobsled time. Yeah, he sent that to me Sunday, like right before 11:30. I didn't actually watch it live. Actually, two-man bobsled was pretty exciting. The top two, was it Germany and Canada? They tied, sharing a gold medal. That was actually pretty exciting. So I watched a little bit of that.
Yeah, it's exciting because we end up seeing the three that went for it. Seriously, you didn't have to watch the other 40 that went down and, like, you know, flew off the track and things like that.
Although I have tapped into, since I have Comcast Xfinity at home.
Right.
And I went into my on-demand, and truth be told, I was able to find some, shorter highlights. Where you're right, you don't have to sit through all the live stuff, and if there's some things you may have missed, or, oh yeah, I did hear that person won the gold, but I want to see how it actually happened. They have it blocked out in, like, you know, little 3 or 4 minute highlight clips that you can watch, which is pretty cool. A lot of content, much more content on there than I thought that they would have. So it was pretty neat.
Good.
Yeah. But tonight you got U.S. men. They're still alive in hockey. Lindsey Vonn on the slopes tonight for the downhill. Women's hockey going for gold.
That tonight?
I know the men are on tonight, 10-10.
Right. Okay. Yeah, Indiana-Nebraska's tonight, too.
That's true.
Chelsea-Barcelona's tonight.
Chelsea-Barcelona on tonight at my place on the DVR. Actually, yeah, Chelsea-Barcelona live now as we speak from Stamford Bridge as the round of 16 underway in Champions League.
See?
There's your 10 good soccer seconds.
See, you and I are in tune with what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in Tokyo. Because the Olympics are, they're not dying and they're not holding on by a thread, but they're not thriving either. How about that?
I have been able to get in contact with close to a handful of Olympic reporters currently in Pyeongchang to join us on the show. But when we're on live, 3 to 5 Eastern, it's... It's 5-6 in the morning there, so yeah, just not able to do it live.
Excuse me, no guts, no glory. I'm just telling you, man. It's not good. Not good.
But we've tried.
Oh, I know you've tried. But again, the time... Now, Tokyo is going to be 13 hours as opposed to this.
I don't know. Look, what makes this exciting for people here?
Oh, I don't know. Having Americans do well. Fair? Who's not doing well? The home team is not doing well. I mean, look, the bottom line is they've hyped and built all this, and guess what? Figure skating, not getting anywhere fast. Skiing, not getting anywhere fast. There isn't an American man that's done anything in skiing. Mikaela Shiffrin was supposed to win 5 gold medals. The most she can win is 2, which would be great if she could do it. But she's been almost a non-factor at this thing. I mean, that's where we are. I mean, you know, the people they built up as stars haven't done anything. Well, as each night goes and nobody's, quote, doing anything. I mean, if this talk show were in Oslo, people would be going crazy on this show because Norway is cleaning up. Norway's cleaning up. They're the ones doing really, really well. Canada's doing well. United States, which has built all these stories, because, you know, they build all the stories and blah, blah. Everybody's overcome something to get where they're going. I got it. You know. It's not bringing people in. The bottom line is all these people you built up have to at some point win.
They're not. And even when they've won, there's been an issue. Shaun White won. What happened after Shaun White won? The press conference didn't go well. Okay. Chloe Kim was a great story. Won and has been terrific. But, I mean, that's... I mean, they aren't winning. That's the problem. The problem is they aren't winning. Now, you can't win every year. Or every Olympiad can't win. But this one is featured far... I mean, it's like... too much time has gone in between winning and what you thought might happen. It hasn't happened. Oh, well. That's where it is. I mean, even the suits stopped watching. That's not good. And you know it's true. He stopped. After the bobsled, he stopped.
Yeah, he'll never admit that to us.
Oh, that's pride. That's pride. He'll never admit that he stopped watching. Let's see. Oklahoma's the number 7 seed. Okay, somebody explain that to me. They've lost 6 in a row. Huh? They're 16-11. They're 6-9 in their conference. They've lost 6 in a row. They're a 7 seed. What am I missing here?
Hey boy, Kansas kicked their doors in last night. And is that according to Joey Brackets or no?
Joey Brackets is getting his information from a lot of different people to do what he does, okay? So, I mean, it's not, you know, what Joe does is he leaves his personal opinion out of what he's doing. Like, Penn State just needs to keep winning. They've got a game tomorrow night with Michigan, which is a big, big game here. Big game. And you just have to keep taking care of business. Then you let the other stuff take care of itself. You just can't go in every 2 seconds and like keep checking. Okay, where are we ranked now? Okay. All right. Okay, we're still 25 KenPom. Okay, good. That's okay. You can't do that. You got to beat Michigan. Then when you're done with that, you got to go to Nebraska.
Yep, same with Bucknell. They got one more regular season home game. They got Navy Wednesday night. And then travel down to D.C. Saturday against American.
They're a little different boat, though. They've clinched the number 1 seed.
Yep.
Okay, everything for Bucknell has always come down. See, it's totally different situations. Everything for Bucknell has always come down to a well-timed 3-game winning streak. When you're in a one-bid league, you are not fighting to get into the at-large pool. Penn State's fighting to be in the at-large pool. And that's the difference. I mean, Bucknell knows it's got one shot to get in. That's to win 3 games in a row once the Patriot tournament starts. Now, they've done a great job of making sure that all 3 are at home. I mean, that's the big part. And they have done that.
The last Joe Lunardi bracketology bracket I saw, I think it was yesterday, he's got Bucknell penciled in against Clemson. This will be one of those Thursday-Friday games. In the second round, but we all know it's really the first round.
Yeah.
First 4 game thing. Yeah,
First 4 leads to the first round. Just okay.
Live on True TV.
God, just because you say something doesn't mean. I mean, everybody looks at you like you're a You wonder why people look at the NCAA sometimes and go, okay, just stop telling us how to think here, okay? We got it.
Wait, where's True TV again? I missed the channel number. Where was it? Oh, that's right. Last time I had it on was last year during the tournament.
Last year's NCAA tournament. My God. Then they run all the promos for all the shows they have. You're like, oh, okay. I'm not watching that.
And I completely understand why they do that. You know, it's some of their funniest shows that they have. That's you know, if that's their deal, then they're going to get the word out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forget how many years ago it was. It was like 4 or 5 years ago, and was watching one of the postseason games on TBS. And at that time, the fantastic impressionist, Frank Caliendo, he had a show on TBS. And, oh, my God, every time they'd go to commercial break, you'd see a commercial about Frank's show.
Right. Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
February is the month of love. And Sunbury Motors Hyundai is spreading the love all month long with the best import value in the valley.
Love.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Set yourself apart from the SUV crowd with a brand new Hyundai Tucson starting at $23,333.
Love.
Or a Santa Fe Sport with savings of $4,750.
Love.
Every Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. When you buy a Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai, you have a dealership that's been satisfying customers for 103 years behind you, spreading the love the entire month of February.
Love.
SMC loves satisfying customers.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And it's sunburyhyundai.com. A tradition of trust since 1915. Come in during February and help them spread the love.
Louisville is going to have to vacate 123 wins. And two Final Fours, including a national championship. Among the penalties that they get, they also had to, I think, pay back $15 million that they received over that time frame, which is their share of NCAA tournament money, which is, by the way, part of conference revenue sharing. So, they were talking with, let's see, somebody from ESPN was about the vacating of wins. I believe it was a professor at Nebraska. Who was on an NCAA committee. Let's see. Josephine Petuto, law professor, Nebraska, said when she served in the NCAA Tournament Committee on Infractions, said that vacating wins has a major factor. Initially, everybody thought this is something additional we can do, but it's not going to have much of an impact. She served on the committee from 06 to 08. We were all wrong. It has a lot of impact. Schools don't want to lose those wins. Coaches don't want to lose those wins, and they fight like crazy over the vacation. It has more impact than you may be giving it credit for, particularly if you're going to lose a championship off of it. Well, there's going to be a point in time, by the way, where you're going to see, like, some of these banners going back up. And here's the reason why. There are going to be schools going to want to break away from the NCAA. So we'll see how this goes. I mean, I'm not saying that it's going to be interesting to see what they do with it. Because, they vacate the wins and the whole thing. To me, the money part's the biggest part. I mean, to me, that's the biggest part of the whole thing. When they start messing around with money, you know, schools have budgets and things like that. Now, who pays for this? I mean, school would have to pay for it. I mean, that's the part to me that does the most damage of anything is the money. Now, I mean, everybody knows who won the 2013 National Championship. I mean, do you have to have a banner up at the KFC Yum Center to make sure everybody that you remind everybody?
If that postseason tournament money, you said, was like around $15 million.
Well, that's over 4 years. It's right. 2011 through 2014.
Right. It's not like they have a big football stadium like a Beaver Stadium or the Horseshoe or Tennessee where they're able to maybe go into another source and recoup that money.
Yeah, basketball's a massive moneymaker at Louisville. They play in a 22,000-seat arena. And they fill it. So basketball does as much as football does. I mean, football does get the ACC cut now, too. But it's certainly the two in tandem make Louisville an economic force to deal with. How about that? It's not the same category as being a Big Ten school, but still, in terms of the impact of the money. I could take a quick look here at some point of Louisville, get their profile. Let's see, Department of Education. What was that website? It's Department of Education. Let's see, athletics, where they tell you. Equity in athletics, there it is. You can look up, if you want, any school you want. Okay, get data from one school. Okay? So I'm looking for Louisville. Okay? University of Louisville. There we go. And do I really have to fill in the rest of the stuff? No. Continue. Move on. Let's see. Enrollment 12,000. Okay? All right.
I'd have thought more would be going there. I'm kind of surprised about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Wow.
Okay. Now you can take a look at the data. The data will be basic. Let's see. They have. Bum, 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 bum. That's fine. They got all that stuff there. In terms of like. But you want to get revenues and expenses. There we go. So, revenues and expenses at Louisville. For the expenses on basketball, they spend $17 million on basketball. They spend $25 million on football. All right? Revenues. Okay? So, football, $42 million in revenue. All right? That means that they are on the plus side by about $17 million. All right? So football brings in $17 million. Basketball brings in $26
million. Wow. Well, you called it. That's the cash cow. Wow. But like you said, that's a big gym.
No, I mean, and the ACC money. All the, you know, they pool all the tournament money. That's why we talked about, like, football here's like, I don't know, 30-plus million in the black. Football, basketball's like 5 to 6 million in the black. You know, the other 29 sports don't make money. I mean, I guess hockey makes a little bit. And I mean, you try to explain that part, and people don't get that.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.